Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Golder, and today we're Masechus Erev and Daf Pei Dalet. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, this daf continues with Malchus beating Rav and Shmuel, whether Shulshul, lowering down, is considered easier than Zrika, throwing something up, or not, in terms of determining who has rights to use a given area. The Gemara tends to bring a support to Shmuel that lowering down is easier from the Mishnah. The Mishnah stated, Anshei Chatzar v'Anshei Mirpeses, Sheshach v'lo Yirvu. If the residents of a Chatzar and the residents of Mirpeses forgot to make an Erev, Kol Shekvo Asor HaTfakim v'Mirpeses, Pakas Mekan v'Chatzar. Whichever area is 10 Tfakim high above the floor of the Chatzar belongs to the Mirpeses, and whichever area is elevated less than this belongs to the Chatzar. This seems to support Shmuel, since the residents of the Mirpeses actually live in an upper story and make use of the Mirpeses by lowering things to it. The Gemara defends Rav by saying that just as the term Mirpeses was used in a different case, to mean the residents who live on the same level of the Mirpeses and not above it, so too here. In that case, the residents of the Mirpeses have access to it directly, which is why they can use the area on Shabbos, and those in the Chatzar that require throwing up to it cannot. Point number two, the Gemara attempts to bring a support to Rav from a Braisa that states, Anshei Chatzar v'Anshei Aliyah, Sheshach v'lo Yirvu. If the residents of a Chatzar and the residents of a second story forgot to make an Erev, the residents of the Chatzar may make use of a ledge that protrudes from the wall, if it's below 10 tfachim, and the residents in the upper story may make use of the ledge if it's above 10 tfachim. This implies that if the ledge were in the middle and 10 tfachim away from both, it would be restricted from use since it's equally accessible to both. Rav Nachman answered, Halcha b'kosel tishar saraskinan, v'ziz yotz mimenu. Here in the Braisa, we're discussing a 19 tefach high wall from which a ledge projects. If the ledge is below 10 tfachim from ground level, it's accessible to the chatzar as a pesach, which makes it exclusively theirs. If it's above 10 tefachim from the ground, it's accessible to the residents of the upper stories of Pesach, making it exclusively theirs. And point number three, the Gemara brings a support for Rav's position from a Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis that states, Shtei gezustros zo l'mal mizot, two balconies where one is higher than the other, and the upper balcony has a mechitza tluya, a 4x4 tefach hole, with a 10 tefach partition coming down from it in order to draw water from below. The Gemara later explains that this partition was built in partnership with the residents of the lower balcony, so that they'll have drisa zoregel, the right of passage, to use the upper balcony to draw water. Therefore, neither balcony can use the hole without an erev. Since the upper balcony uses the hole with shulshul, and the lower balcony uses it with zrika and with shulshul, and the braisa considers them equals, this seems to support Rav's position. The Gemara answers that the case is where the residents of the lower balcony go up via steps to the upper balcony to get the water, which means they also use it only with shulshul, and even Shmuel agrees it's forbidden to both. Abaya gives a second answer. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, this daf continues with the Malchus beating Rav and Shmuel, whether shulshul, lowering down, is considered easier than zrika, throwing something up or not, in terms of determining who has rights to use of a given area. The Gemara attempts to bring support to Shmuel that lowering down is easier from the Mishnah. The Mishnah stated, Anshei Chatzar v'Anshei Mirpeses, Sheshach v'lo Yirvu, if the residents of a Chatzar and the residents of a Mirpeses forgot to make an Erev, Kol Shegavo Asar Tzfachim v'Mirpeses, Pakas Mekanu Chatzar. Whichever area is 10 tefachim high above the floor of the Chatzar belongs to the Mirpeses, and whichever area is elevated less than this belongs to the Chatzar. This seems to support Shmuel, since the residents of the Mirpeses actually live in an upper story and make use of the Mirpeses by lowering things to it. The Gemara defends Rav by saying that just as the term Mirpeses was used in a different case to mean the residents who live on the same level of the Mirpeses and not above it, so too here. In that case, the residents of the Mirpeses have access to it directly, which is why they can use the area on Shabbos, and those in the Chatzar that require throwing up to it cannot. Point number two, the Gemara attempts to bring a support to Rav from a Braisa that states, Anshei Chatzar v'Anshei Aliyah, Sheshach v'lo Yirvu. If the residents of a Chatzar and the residents of a second story forgot to make an Erev, the residents of the Chatzar may make use of a ledge that protrudes from the wall if it's below 10 tefachim, and the residents in the upper story may make use of the ledge if it's above 10 tefachim. This implies that if the ledge were in the middle and 10 tefachim away from both, it would be restricted from use since it's equally accessible to both. Rav Nachman answered, Halcha b'kosel tishar saraskinan v'ziz yotz mimenu. Here in the Braisa, we're discussing a 19 tefach high wall from which a ledge projects. If the ledge is below 10 tefachim from ground level, it's accessible to the Chatzar as a pesach, which makes it exclusively theirs. If it's above 10 tefachim from the ground, it's accessible to the residents of the upper story as a pesach, making it exclusively theirs. And point number three, the Gemara brings a support for Rav's position from a Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis that states, Shtei gezustros zo l'mal mizot, two balconies where one is higher than the other, and the upper balcony is a mechitza tluya, a 4x4 tefach hole with a 10 tefach partition coming down from it in order to draw water from below. The Gemara later explains that this partition was built in partnership with the residents of the lower balcony, so that they'll have drisas aregel, the rite of passage, to use the upper balcony to draw water. Therefore, neither balcony can use the hole without an eruv, since the upper balcony uses the hole with shilshul, and the lower balcony uses it with zrika and with shilshul, and the Braisa considers them equals, this seems to support Rav's position. The Gemara answers that the case is where the residents of the lower balcony go up via steps to the upper balcony to get water, which means they also use it only with shilshul, and even Shmuel agrees it's forbidden for both. Abaya gives a second answer. All right, now we're going to go to our simon for Dav Pei Daled, and this simon comes to us by way of Aaron Warso from Queens, who suggested a spaceship on a launch pad. A launch pad, and we're going to just kind of narrow it down to launch pad for this simon. So here goes. The residents who lived on the same level as the Merpeses use it as a launch pad for their fireworks, as neighbors below standing on a ledge sticking out from the 19 Tefach wall, and the ones above who drew water if a fire broke out, all eagerly watched. Once again, in slow motion. The residents who lived on the same level as the Merpeses use it as a launch pad. Launch pad, that must mean we're on Daf Pei Daled. The residents who lived on the same level as the Merpeses, which reminds us that the case of a Merpeses that was permitted to the upper residents and not to the ones in the Chatzar, which seemed to support Shmuel that Shilshul is easier than Zrika, in fact did not, because it was where the residents in the upper story lived on the same level as the Merpeses, and therefore they had access to it directly and not through Shilshul. So the residents who lived on the same level as the Merpeses use it as a launch pad for their fireworks, as neighbors below standing on a ledge sticking out from the 19 Tefach wall, which reminds of the case in the Braisa which implied that a ledge protruding in the middle of a wall that was 10 Tefachim away from the residents of the upper story and 10 Tefachim away from the residents of the Chatzar was off limits to both, which seemed to support Rav, in fact did not, as it was a case where the wall was only 19 Tefachim high, and depending on the height of the ledge, it would either be accessible exclusively to the residents of the upper story or to those in the Chatzar, not both. So the residents who lived on the same level as the Merpeses used it as a launch pad for their fireworks, as neighbors below standing on a ledge sticking out from the 19 Tefach wall, and the ones above who drew water if a fire broke out, all eagerly watched, which reminds us that the case of the two balconies where one was higher and had a partition to draw water from, and the lower one had the right of passage to use, and neither could use it without an Erev, did not support Rav, because the lower residents would walk up to the higher balcony to use the partition to draw water, so the residents of both were doing shilshul, lowering the bucket. So once again, the residents who lived on the same level as the Merpeses used it as a launch pad for their fireworks, as neighbors below standing on a ledge sticking out from the 19 Tefach wall, and the ones above who drew water in case a fire broke out, all eagerly watched. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.